Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm J. Jean Rose Burney, the Deputy Director at the West New York Land Conservancy. I'll just be introducing the speakers, and the first speaker is Nancy Smith, our Executive Director.
Welcome, everyone. I can't tell you how much it means to us to have you joining us today. Please know that we really appreciate your taking the time to help us debut the final concept designs for the River Line. Based on 4 years of listening and reflection, we are so pleased to center our designs on the idea of refuge. We envision the River Line as a ribbon of green space, a refuge where nature flourishes just as it welcomes all its visitors and nourishes both community and connections. Our choice to center these designs on the idea of refuge comes from a discussion we had with Western New York's indigenous leaders. We asked what this place meant to their community. They described the winding banks of the Buffalo River as a place of refuge. It was a beautiful, lush forest with fertile soils. It was a place where you were safe. They also said, "Look what you have done to it." At the River Line, we commit to the underlying concept of reciprocity. We must all care for the land so that it can care for us. Thanks to everyone here this morning, we are moving rapidly in that direction. My childhood days were spent in the Blue Ridge Mountain forests. Summertime found me with stains on my knees, crawling through fern beds, looking around creeks and frog ponds for salamanders and crayfish. This past year, during COVID, I experienced again the magic and healing power of time spent in nature. While grass stains will not be required for entry onto the River Line, we are committed to ensuring that everyone has access to the opportunities of being immersed in nature. So many of you have helped us arrive at this moment. For decades, Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper has been championing cleaning up our fresh water that is central to everything about our region. Hiro Hata and his students from UB created early designs for the corridor. Hiro, thank you for sharing those with us. Bob Shively served on our jury. Bob, you believed in us. We thank you. Sarah Heidinger walked with us. She invited us for coffee. She laid down the ground rules. This would happen with us, not to us. And now her mom, Martha Heidinger, is a superstar of our pilot ambassador program. Block Club worked with us to create the name the River Line and the place names, the Dell, the Junctures, and the Basswoods. Names that seem to resonate more with our community each and every day. Allison Dehoney brought her food truck with fresh fruits and locally grown vegetables in response to concerns about the food desert. Jen Zeitler and Let's Goat Buffalo has brought attention to why native plants matter to the web of life. Even before a shovel hits the ground, this is a place we are creating together. We thank you. Our thanks also go to the NFTA. As owners of the corridor, your partnership has been integral to our planning process and our design work. We deeply appreciate our regular meetings to coordinate how best to realize our joint vision for Buffalo, a thriving community where residents have access to open space and have services they need to succeed. And speaking of getting shovels in the ground, our elected officials have not only been incredibly supportive and involved in the design process, but we need you now as we assemble the funds to actually build the River Line. Our deepest thanks to Senator Chuck Schumer, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Congressman Brian Higgins, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, Senator Tim Kennedy, Senator Sean Ryan, Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski, Legislator Howard Johnson, and City Hall staff in Public Works, Parks, Strategic Planning, and Sewers. Your support has been nothing short of stunning. We thank you. Many of our funders for the concept design have also joined us this morning. Your generosity has gotten us to this day and this moment. We appreciate funding from the Environmental Protection Fund and the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation, Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York Blue Fund, the First Niagara Foundation in partnership with KeyBank, Moog Incorporated, the East Hill Foundation here in force today, Erie Canalway National Heritage Corridor's Impact Grant Program, and our generous individual donors. We also appreciate M&T Bank's support in the earlier phases of the project. I personally want to thank the Land Conservancy Board and staff, and Anthony Armstrong, Kishore Varanasi from Boston, and our dedicated design team. In particular today, I wanted to thank Alexa Ringer. She's our AmeriCorps Vista member who's focused just on this project, and today's her last day, so maybe everybody thank her. She'll be taking pictures. So thank you again to everyone for being here this morning and for being part of this journey, creating this ribbon of green that will connect our hearts in joy and community as we show the world that Buffalo is amazing. Thank you. One of the things we've been doing at some of our big events, now that we can all hang out together again, is we like to take a picture so we can capture everyone who's here for this moment. So when we're all done speaking, we're going to gather over here for a photo. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, your enthusiasm for the Riverline, for Buffalo, for our waterfront, and for our natural world makes you such an extraordinary champion of Western New York. We are all the beneficiaries of your own deep appreciation for the value of hiking and biking. And we know that you have witnessed other projects across the state where the benefits, the health benefits and economic benefits of greenways have brought vibrancy and quality of life benefits for neighborhoods and communities. So thank you for your vision, your leadership, and your commitment to what we like to refer to as fearless conservation. Our Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul.
Thank you, Nancy. I was supposed to be in another part of the state, so when Nancy calls, I show up, because you are always associated with the most fascinating projects, and not just the Riverline, which one would think would be an all-consuming job, but we're up in Niagara Falls and we're preserving the gorge and so many other places throughout Western New York where you and the Land Conservancy have had a profound impact, not just on today, but on the future. And that's what it's all about. That's why we gather here today, to preserve the past, celebrate the past, showcase the past, but also point toward the future. And we do that with people like Nancy, who, when you listen to all the groups that had to be brought together to make this a success, there is no one else on this planet who has the ability to bring such different groups together toward a common cause. Let's give Nancy a round of applause. Delighted to see my partners in government too, and again, we don't just show up for the ribbon cuttings. We're there behind the scenes working to navigate and find the resource. And so I want to thank Brian Higgins, our congressman, who's has his responsibilities in Washington but never forgets where he came from. Also our county executive, Mark Polenkar, who's just chatting about the debris in the river and all the other challenges that as a local official has to deal with, the storms, the flooding. But thank you for your leadership through the pandemic as well. It was great to be in the foxhole with you. I'm glad we're out of the foxhole, but we are in it for a very long time. Our state representative, Senator Tim Kennedy, Senator Sean Ryan, thank you very much. And at the local level, because I come out of local government, Mitch Nowakowski, and again, all the groups that have been involved, our state partners, Mark Mistretta from State Parks and Environmental Protection Fund. Yes, the money was there, but the vision had to precede the money. And to all of you who helped shape this vision of saying, yes, Why do we have to just stare at an abandoned rail line and just wonder about the days past? Why can't we make it something transformative and connect communities? And so I'm so proud to have been here. I think at every one of your milestones, all the announcements, it has been a long journey, Nancy, but so well worth it. And as I was riding my bike from the waterfront down through Larkin, yes, somebody had to test out the new Paula's Donuts. It's outstanding. But just to see that community and loop around and follow the river and see what's going on here, my jaw still drops, and I've been seeing this coming for a long time. It is still, as a local resident, person of this community my whole life, I cannot believe what we're seeing here. Kayakers on a Monday morning, it's just incredible. So thank you, Nancy, you and your team, for being the true believers. The state will continue to be there with you every step of the way, because this is what local, not-for-profit government partnership is all about, making things happen. And you, my friend, have made tremendous things happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. I also want to thank Peg Overdorf and the Tewksbury Lodge for hosting us today. This is a great venue. Bring your own event here. This is really nice. Next, I'd like to introduce Congressman Brian Higgins.
Thank you very much, Jay Jean and Nancy. And I also want to recognize Peg Overdorf. This is the home that she built for all of us, and she has done an extraordinary job. She had a vision for the redevelopment of the Buffalo River before anybody had a vision. Peg, congratulations on all your great work. Thank you for your leadership and your vision. Also, I just want to thank, as Kathy did, Nancy Smith. She's just a great leader that instills in everyone an appreciation for this natural environment that we call our own. And Buffalo is an extraordinary place, and we were built. Our resilience was built during pandemics and after pandemics. Yeah, we had a pandemic in the 19th century, middle of the 19th century, 1832, 1835, 1849, and the 1850s, called cholera, a gastrointestinal disease, waterborne, and all the people that were coming from Ireland because of problems in that country were told to go live along the waterfront, because at that time, the poorer you were, the closer you lived to water because of these diseases. And we also had the Olmsted Park system. Originally, it was going to be one park because we were coming out of a pandemic, the cholera pandemic. The city embraced Frederick Law Olmsted's vision for an entire park system. And it's all about the healing power of parks, the healing power of parks, the healing power of parks in fresh water. And we've trusted our environment's generosity, and we've taken its replenishment for granted. And the post-pandemic Buffalo, post-pandemic cholera, is going to be greener, cleaner, healthier, more parks. That's what we deserve. This is what this opportunity gives us. Now, I have $11.5 million for this project in the federal appropriations bill, and I have to leave to go to Washington to make sure nobody takes it out. Thank you very much for including me.
Thank you, Congressman. Now I'd like to introduce Senator Tim Kennedy.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you to Jay Jean. It is always a pleasure to be here at Peg's Park. Peg Overdorf, who's just sort of hanging outside today, very humble woman, but a woman who we owe in our community an incredible debt of gratitude, who for the last decade and a half has transformed this area along Ohio Street as we know it today. And if you think about where we were just a couple decades ago, which is not that long ago, the last 20 years, we have seen an extraordinary renaissance, an extraordinary transformation in our city, in our region, and yes, in the old First Ward here in the great city of Buffalo, right before our very eyes. And all you have to do is look around. We're here at Tewksbury Lodge along Ohio Street, which not that long ago was a dumping ground. Right up the road, we see private investment, whether we see Resurgence Pub across the way or down the street, some apartment complexes right along the river, and the Buffalo Scholastic Rowing Association that's taken root, and just feast your eyes on River Works across the way. This is Buffalo, the new Buffalo that we all love, that is community-driven, community-minded, and that has taken an approach with extraordinary organizations like the Western New York Land Conservancy to have a community-driven approach to economic development and to reclaiming our waterfront and reclaiming our neighborhoods. I want to thank again Nancy Smith and the amazing work of the Western New York Land Conservancy for helping to make the Riverline project a reality. I want to thank my partners in government, from our councilman to my colleague in the Senate, to our county executive, the lieutenant governor, and of course our congressman, for helping to deliver resources to this community. And we have work to do, but the vision that we are all galvanized behind has been because of the Western New York Land Conservancy, all of the individuals and organizations that have been a part of making this vision a reality in order to get us all together. I want to tell a quick story about this neighborhood. About 170 years ago, my great-great-great-grandfather, Francis McCarthy, was born in Ireland, found his way to Buffalo on Kentucky Street here in the old First Ward, died in 1908 in a home that still resides on Kentucky, still stands today. The point I'm making is that my roots come from this neighborhood, and we're investing in this neighborhood for the future. We all know the old First Ward represents an incredible history in Buffalo, not just for the Irish, but for all Western New Yorkers. And now we're seeing an investment take place and take root in the old First Ward that will help to capture that history and will help to tell a new story for the next generation of Buffalonians. And I am truly inspired by the work that each and every one of you all do, and I'm proud to play a role in it. And as chair of the Transportation Committee in the New York State Senate, I can promise you that this project is a priority for my committee and for us in the Senate, in the legislature, and in the state as a whole. I'm looking forward to seeing it come to fruition. Thank you all for all that you do to make this a reality. I'm honored to be here with you.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy. Next, I'd like to introduce Senator Sean Ryan.
Well, it's great to see everybody here today. I want to talk about just two big changes that we've seen in Buffalo. And one is emerging leadership. And new people come to the table, new organizations. But we do things differently now, right? So it's not just one organization saying, I'm in charge, everyone else move back. You heard this long list of people who got together to make this project what it is. And that's sort of, you know, the sins of the old Buffalo were sort of one strong leader wanted to get things done, and then the community found out about it, and we know what happens then. So projects like this, where the community is involved from the get-go, are just widely received and widely promoted from the community. So thank you for your leadership and the leadership style of bringing everyone to a very big table. So thank you for that. And the second thing I wanted to mention is Buffalo's new commitment to excellence. For a while, we just sort of took what came along and said, well, that's good enough. Those days are gone. The community now expects A-plus projects. The folks involved in the projects only want to deliver A-plus projects. So these are tremendous sort of mental changes that are being borne out in execution of projects. Of, you know, we want everyone at the table, but we want the end product to be an A-plus project. And let me just tell you this, we have an A-plus project here. Thanks for everyone for all the work they've done.
Thank you, Senator. Next, I'd like to introduce our Erie County Executive, Mark Poloncarz.
Good morning, everyone. It is my pleasure to be here. I do want to thank everyone for your tremendous work in getting to this point, especially the Western New York Land Conservancy. We've worked with the Land Conservancy and the Erie County Parks Department for many years. When they generally acquire land and we're able to give it to us to keep it forever wild. And we're very excited about this project because if you look on this map, we have a park already that is connected right to where the river line's gonna go. Right there, it's Red Jacket Riverfront Habitat Park. And if you look at the design, we're gonna have one of the largest in the city parks acreage dedicated forever wild for the public's use because of this project, when you include it with the riverfront park that we have, as well as the valley's wildlife area, and just once again, another example of the belief that Peg Overdorf and the others from the Valley Community Association have had in this neighborhood for decades, and how, as a result, when this is completed, this is gonna be the envy of many urban municipalities across our country. Because this is what we want to see, which is a return to wildlife, a return to parkland. And as we all learned in the last year and a half, getting out in our parks, getting out in our natural spaces is good for our bodies, it's good for our souls. So to all who play a role in this, thank you very much. To all the initial sponsors and founders, thank you. It really means a lot to me as someone who understands the value of parkland to see this continuation of investment and turning what was this old, abandoned area into something that we as a community can be proud of, not just today, but as I've said with other investments we've done in the parks in the past, the public may not know any of us, but when they enjoy the river line 50, 60 years from now, they're gonna be thankful that people like the individuals in this room were here to care about this community and to invest in a project like this so that they could enjoy it 50 years from now. And that's a legacy we can all be proud of. Thank you.
Thank you, County Executive. Next, I'd like to introduce Fillmore District Council Member Mitch Nowakowski.
Thank you, Jay-Gene. Today is really a wonderful day in the Fillmore District, and I'll never forget my favorite tour thus far as being council member was walking the river line with Jay-Gene and going to these certain parks in the areas where I was able to stop and see the central terminal all the way from the river line. And that really shows and articulates how interconnected all of us are together, but how interconnected all of our neighborhoods really are, and how close proximity the river line is to many neighborhoods. And this project is destined for greatness because it brings people together naturally. It's taking our built environment and leveraging it to be a net regional and neighborhood resource that everybody can enjoy. And the way that we often get asked as politicians, but also as people, is how do you bring people together? How do you make people together as a community and make people whole? Building up our natural environments and our green spaces is the natural and best way to bring people together to recreate and enjoy their own backyards. Today is your guys' day. It's everybody that was able to bring this project finally to fruition, and it's a wonderful day. So thank you, Jay-Gene. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you to the Land Conservancy, and have a good one.
Thank you, Councilman. Next, I'd like to introduce Mark Mistretta, the Western District Director of New York State Parks.
Good morning. Thank you for the invite. Happy to be here to represent Commissioner Eric Coulisade. You know, thinking back to the very early discussions about this concept, it's been such a real treat to see this groundswell from the bottom up of how this project's developed. And you've heard all morning from the earlier speakers about the collaborative process. And that is what has been so important at Parks and why we're so happy to be a partner to provide funding for the parks. It's that collaboration, you know, that works from our perspective. State Parks has been working very hard with other partners like the Niagara River Greenway, the Empire State Trail, to create a very strong backbone for the New York State Trail System so that projects like Riverline can connect along to the shoreline trail for not only to create additional recreational opportunities, but to provide alternative modes of transportation. But more importantly, and the councilman really just said this, but I have to repeat it, the goals of these trails is to connect neighborhoods. And my God, Buffalo has great stories to tell from their neighborhoods. They have great stories to share about what our community is about, and the Riverline is just bringing that all to the forefront, and it's really going to really help make Buffalo a stronger city. So congratulations to this phase. Look forward to getting into the design, the next phase, and at some point we'll all be here with a ribbon cutting with huge smiles on our face. But congratulations to you and your team.
Thank you, Mark. Next, I'd like to introduce Scott Wigley from the Valley Community Association.
Welcome, everybody, to the Tewksbury and to Riverfest Park here at the Tewksbury Lodge. Just wanted to comment and say thank you to the Western, or to the Land Conservancy, for this great project and how the Valley Community Association has been collaborating and working with them programmatically. We've helped with marketing efforts through our website and through block club community meetings to allow folks to see this concept come to life. Our day camp and our youth programs have actually worked with the Conservancy with their a lot of their programs. In particular, the goats down at the Red Jacket Park. And we just want to say thank you on behalf of the Valley Community Association. We look forward to many more programmatic opportunities. Thank you to our elected officials for coming here today and for all of you for your support of this great project and for the Valley Community Association. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. Next, I'd like to introduce Patrick Gormley, the Executive Director of the Old First Ward Community Center.
Afternoon, everyone. About 6 years ago, I moved into the first ward of Buffalo. I went to work actually for PEG over at the Valley Community Center, and I honestly thought it was a placeholder in my career. Just before that, actually, I was living on West 4th Street in New York City. Every day, my commute was walking to the Meatpacking District, climbing the High Line, moving through the Clinton neighborhood into Hell's Kitchen before arriving at work at the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum on the Hudson River. Walking on the High Line every day as part of my commute, seeing natural plants, seeing where industry met nature, seeing how public art was infused to a project, I always thought how neat it was and how something like that would never happen back home in Buffalo. Well, I'm so happy to have Nancy in the West New York Land Conservancy trying to bring a vision that I never thought could have happened to the public, to our eye today. Seeing these images, I think, that are fantastic. All I can say is that thank you for listening to our community, listening to our neighborhood. As a resident of the First Ward, I can tell you how many memories from my neighbors are ingrained on the Dell, which is now known as the Riverline. We're looking forward to everything that's coming in the next few years. Please keep up the good work. Thanks.
Thank you, Pat. And next, I'd like to introduce David Ostrich from W Architecture, our lead on the design team.
Thank you. I'm really, as the representative of the design team, very humbled to be here. And our design team consists of W Architecture and Landscape Architecture, Hood Design Studios, and Green Shield Ecology. This project represents a culmination of a 9-month process, these concept designs that you see around you. And that 9-month process was really a process of listening and learning from the community what they wanted and how what they felt about their communities and how they wanted to see the future evolve for their communities. And as Nancy has said, one of the main ideas that came from this process, which involved a large number of meetings, endless surveys, door-to-door meeting with the community, and one very rainy October Sunday where we set up booths in each of the community to meet people, to engage with them in a discussion about what was going on and the plans. And all of this was to get to really come up with a design that was equitable, universally accessible, and really was based on the community's desires, and really it comes up from the communities rather than coming down from us. And the one idea that really encapsulated was came from the indigenous groups that we met with was the idea of refuge. And what does refuge represent? I think, as you see on the boards, there's really five concepts: safety, security, society, and shelter. And as you look at these renderings, you'll begin to see that. And I think if the last year has taught us anything, it is about how much we both need nature and we both need each other. And so we've worked towards that in the with our designs. The trail itself is 1.5 miles long, and with number of side trails to add additional areas, trips. It'll connect, provide access to the Empire State Trail and other existing trails, so it's really a connector. It isn't a sitting by, it isn't a object of itself. It really integrates the neighborhoods and provides access. There are a number of different types of spaces. We have plazas at major intersection street crossings, such as Moore Street, where we're designing it to become very much a place where we could have marketplace. We heard from the communities a number of times that people want an area where they can be entrepreneurial and sell and engage with the other. The Chicago Street Plaza, Welcome Plaza, is a place where we'll have a chance to have water features where people can come during the day and weekends and sit and be a part and meet and greet their friends. To further down the line, where we in the Basswood Cove area, where we hope to rehabilitate the double bridge and the half bridge and create a overlook over the Buffalo River. And really what we're looking to have is a project that in the end embodies a future that is inclusive and based in nature. And hopefully that as we move forward and with the designs, we can add and hear more from the community and advance these to a higher state. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Next, I'd like to introduce Stephen Handel from Green Shield Ecology.
We're designing a new natural landscape for the River Line. The landscape will change from place to place and from time to time. Each visit will give you a new experience as you wander through the land. The River Line is designed to keep it lovely year-round. It'll be a mosaic of landscapes, meadows of wildflowers attracting butterflies and other pollinators. Some areas will be managed to keep it wildflowers. Others will slowly change into young woodlands. There'll be new woodland types, flowering shrubs, wild roses, dogwoods, bayberry, new mature woods, the basswoods, that can restore the natural heritage of the land before European settlement. Other areas will have evergreens to give privacy to the neighbors of the River Line, as well as winter beauty for us all. There'll be some wetland habitats to improve biodiversity. New rain gardens with lovely plants to control stormwater. Some new pond areas for us to relax and maybe even some skating in the winter. Together, these River Line landscapes will serve us with a natural heritage newly restored. But the nature is just part of the River Line. Well, I'm a botanist and an ecologist, but my work is really for people, not just for the plants and critters that I love. This is a platform for community experiences. All ages, from kids in strollers, to students, to young sweethearts, to seniors. There'll be quiet gathering places and public plazas, as you see in the drawings around us. Places to see old friends and maybe meet new friends. This will advance the joy of living in this part of Buffalo, Oh, I think as the River Line gets built, many people, instead of saying, oh, I live in South Buffalo or the Old First Ward, Perry of the Valley, they may say, I live near the River Line. And folks will be wild with envy. I'm so proud to be here today. Our design team must give special thanks to the people who have helped to lead to this day. The Western New York Land Conservancy, years of planning with the community. And please consider helping them. Give your opinions, volunteers to be a steward or a citizen scientist, and maybe take some funds from your piggy bank and join the Land Conservancy. That would be nice. Your piggy bank, not your IRA. And of course, we must thank public officials at all levels who are helping. I especially tip my hat to Congressman Higgins, who's helping so much at the federal level. He has the personality and wits and skill to help get federal aid for us and for the people who will live here in the future. Well, thank you all for being here, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Stephen. So those are all of our speakers, and I just want to echo what Stephen said at the end there. One of the projects that we model on is the Bentway in Toronto. And so we need donations of all sizes, but the Bentway in Toronto started off with a $25 million donation from an individual. So if you can do that, give us a call at the end. So I want to acknowledge a few other people are here today. Staff from Assembly Majority Leader Crystal People-Stokes are here. Thank you for being here. Gerhard Yaskow from the Valley Neighborhood Watch Association has been very helpful. Thank you for being here.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.